This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Good afternoon, and welcome to your one-hour injection of Eurovision glory here on a Sunday afternoon. I am your host, Kieran Tussius, and I'm with you, as I say, until 6pm, 1 hour's time, bringing you the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. That's Ellen Nikki. They're representing Azerbaijan in 2011. They're winning the contest with the song Running Scared, which actually was quite a respectable placing in the UK charts and all across Europe, actually. A lot of Eurovision fans in particular, probably myself is in that category as well, where we probably thought that that really didn't deserve to win, and there was plenty of other songs that probably could have won. But it sort of goes to show probably that the sort of casual Eurovision fan, probably yourself, maybe listening in, you know, actually really quite liked the song and went out and bought it or downloaded it at the time in 2011, and it certainly deserved it. Now, personally, I would have picked the Italian entry to have won that year. It's just because it was something really different. And I don't think Ellen Nikki sang particularly very well on the night at all. So if you've ever... remember yourselves to watch the live performance, obviously you could check it out on YouTube or on the Eurovision 2011 official DVD. Do give it a listen, because you'll probably think and wonder why or how that song won. personally. Well, you are very welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. My name's Kieran Tussiot. I'm with you every Sunday at 5 p.m. playing and talking to you about the Eurovision Song Contest every Sunday of the year at 5 p.m. here. Always here. And you can keep in contact with the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, ESC Showcase. And also, you can like our Facebook page, which is called The Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. Okay, right. So, we're going to head over to our next song now, and this comes from the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this song came fourth, and it was my father's favourite song that year. And it was the first year, really, where I turned into a huge Eurovision fan. Now, I became a real big fan from, like, about 2001, and then 2002, I was transfixed with it. And then basically after that, that's when I started diving into all these national finals and watching Melody Festival and on my computer with the dial-up connection, I think it was back then. And it was just amazing to watch all of these songs. And I loved it. I really, really did. And I hope you enjoy this song too. This is from Jostin Hasselgaard. And the song is called I'm Not Afraid to Move On, and this is Norway 2003.
One moment at a time, someone finds a secret waiting behind, knowing there's an end to a glory, into a story so good. So divine. Heart, listen to your beating. Never gonna stop unless there's a doubt. Never speak to someone that knows you more than yourself. And the ghost that you hide, 'cause I'm in
Alexander from Norway.
And Joust, also from Norway.
Also from Norway. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Grab the Moment.
Yeah, enjoy.
They read me like a book that is open. We're pushing on a bag and I'm joking. I'm looking for a sign while they're stepping on my mind. But I hide behind a simple minded notion. I try to act cool, but I'm boiling. Feeling like a fool that was chosen. Try to keep myself calm while my head is getting bombed. Really need to get that good vibe going.
So when it's all or nothing, I put my nerves in the coffin. So when it's all or nothing, I put my nerves in the coffin. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling, I'm gonna grab the moment. Falling, I'm gonna grab the moment. Getting kinda heavy on my shoulders. Try to stand straight, but I'm boneless. Got a pocket full of pros while I'm walking on my toes. And I'm coping with the map that is rollers. Got eyes on my neck, but I'm absent. I'm quiet in the corner seeking action. I wanna be bold, but I'm only getting old. I need to stop drowning in distractions. So when it's all or nothing, better get that good vibe buzzing. So when it's all or nothing, I get that good vibe buzzing. I'm gonna cue that voice in my head. I don't care about falling, I'm gonna grab the moment. I'm gonna cue that voice in my head. I don't care about falling, I'm gonna grab the moment. There's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul. Hidden deep in that beat, there's a calling for that leap, got no control. But I know there's a fire in my soul. I'm gonna kill that voice in my head. I don't care about falling, I'm gonna grab the moment.
There we are, that's Joust with Grab the Moment. That's Norway's Eurovision entry for 2017. And they came 10th with 158 points. So big congratulations to them. And personally, I didn't expect Norway to get a good result this year. I really didn't. And they just proved that they do have it. They've got very modern contemporary music in their national finals, and it just goes to show that when you've got that, it, you know, it moves. But then again, you know, you look at our winner, Portugal, and that's not necessarily a modern song. You know, it's fully jazz, and it's pretty much a timeless classic almost. So yes, anyway, it has its identity and some really powerful, strong lyrics. So yes, lovely stuff. Okay, well, we have a request next up, and said person is going to say everything himself, which is great. And you can do your request and record a message for the show. You can send it in an email to me, which is the best way possible, really. Tuts Experience, that's TUTTS Experience, all one word, at hotmail.com. If you want to find out those details on that, and obviously they're on our Twitter and Facebook pages. So we're going across to the North Atlantic, to the beautiful country of Canada, to speak to Javier Lavelle.
Hello, Kieran, and all Eurovision fans tuning in. This is Montreal calling. I can't believe it's been already a week since the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 was held, and that means summer is just around the corner. Speaking of which, I'd like to present to you a recording I came across pretty recently. It feels very summer, and it was released just the day before the first semifinal. It's an ESC mashup by Timebill, which represented Switzerland with their beautiful song Apollo. Well, beautiful in my opinion, but failed to make it to the final. Can you guess what songs are featured here? Thanks for keeping the Eurovision spirit alive, no matter what time of the year it is. I hope you all enjoy this ESC mashup as much as I do, and it plays loud and clear only here on the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Tutiet on Forest FM. Ta-ta!
Forever in my mind,
Awesome, Favier. Thank you very much. Well, that's Javier Laval with his request from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, one of our loyal listeners, international listeners. Very kind of you to do that, Javier. And that is Time Bell with a Eurovision medley of songs from 2017's contest, which include Sweden, Spain, Denmark, Romania, Moldova, Austria, Germany, Italy, France, Belgium, and Switzerland. Awesome stuff, very good. Right, it's now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's that time in the show where my partner Rob will get two hats. And we've got a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We glue them together, pick one out at each, and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And Rob's picked a really random song this week, and I'm really going to struggle trying to pronounce this song. Now, apologies to any Hungarian listeners this week, but yes, we have a Hungarian entry, and it is from 1995. Kasper Szigeti represented Hungary at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest, which took place on the 13th of May in Dublin, Ireland. And the Hungarian broadcaster MTV chose the entry via an internal selection. Now, eventually, the song came 22nd with only 3 points. Ooh, that's really mean, isn't it? Now, on the night, Szigeti performed 13th in the running order as well, following France and preceding La Belgique. Coming straight after the Hungarian entry, the very successful debut entry from 1994, which was a subtle and sort of appealing acoustic ballad, proved really popular with the national juries last year. But the following year, it was really dark. It was basically considered a nul pointer before the show. And it sort of showed where they only got 3 points, which 2 points were from Russia and 1 point was from Spain for the Hungarian entry. Hungary gave 8 points in the voting to Slovenia, 10 points to France, and 12 points to Cyprus that year, which was Alex Panayi with Stifotia, if we remember rightly. The UK actually got 7 points that year. It did, with Love City Groove, But the Hungarian entry is sung by a gentleman, as I said, called Kasper Zagetti, with the song Hug Igi Asfalan. And I hope I pronounced that right. In English, it means new name on an old house wall. Random. Enjoy Hungary 1995.
Sötétül zsúfolt már a nézőtér. Arcok lenn a fél homályban, nézem hát, ha eljöttél. De attól félek már, bárhol állsz a sűrűségben, elveszel, ha itt leszel. Ha most nem látlak, nem tudom, mikor lesz rá újabb alkalom. Tegnap néhány ismerősöm mondott rólad néhány szót. Vagy már a rossz időkön, mikor minden mindegy volt. Hívtunk volna már, de a régi számon, amit tudtam, más felel, vagy senki sem. Máshol laksz, vagy mással élsz, ha találkozunk, majd mindent el. Új név a régi házfalán, új év, ez könnyebb lesz talán, másképp egy album másik
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Se mig bara för den du är. Du kan ge mig mer än jag någonsin funnit här. Jag försöker sakta nå dig. Så finns jag för dig. Ingen annan kunde få mig. Ingen låga
Hear me, see me. That's Barbados, coming second to Melody Festival in 2000, and what a fantastic song. So close to representing Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest, and actually that's the closest poor old Magnus Carlsson has got to representing the Eurovision, his country of Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest. I do hope one day he can do it. He's tried, bless him, so many times with Alcazar and out on his own too. He's had some fantastic songs, and you know, guys and gals, I do love to pay a bit of Magnus Carlsson here on the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, well, I've got to bring it up, but sadly, we had, obviously, the horrible and horrific events taking place in Manchester last Monday, and Eurovision winner for Switzerland in 1988, Miss Celine Dion, paid tribute and sent her condolences to the victims of the Manchester Arena bombing. And guys and gals, I would like to play you this clip of her in Las Vegas with an arena full of people, sending her condolences to the people and the victims of Manchester. And then after this, we'll go into our Eurovision Showcase news.
Well, I hope you don't mind if I say a few serious words to all of you tonight before we really get started. I want you to have a great time with us, and we're going to do that. But first, I want to send our thoughts and prayers to all the innocent people in Manchester who have suffered following the horrific attack at Ariana Grande's concert. Just last night, and many of them young children, and really all they wanted to do was, you know, to have some fun and go to a concert and listen to some music. So, just like pretty much what we're doing tonight, actually. What happened last night makes no sense whatsoever. We live in different times, and we need to love each other more than ever. We need to support each other more than ever as well. What do you say? We show our love to all of those in Manchester tonight. What do you think about that? So what I want to do, I want you all to stand up, please. Musicians as well, singers. Let's turn the lights on. So they are on, I see you very well. Come on, everybody, stand up and, you know what, raise your hands and join them to the person on either side of you, please. Let's stand up for Manchester and show them that we care. We're filming this, and we're going to send it across the ocean to those beautiful souls. So let's do that. That's it. You look wonderful. Thank you. They will be seeing you. They're going to feel your love. Yes. So thank you so much for this beautiful moment. Thank you. All right. Thank you.
It's Sunday, the 28th of May, and it's time for your Eurovision Showcase news. the Danish broadcaster DR, the United Kingdom broadcaster ITV, and also the Swedish broadcaster SVT have confirmed to Eurofoire.com that they have no plans to return to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year. The Portuguese government have confirmed that they give their absolute full backing to hosting the Eurovision Song Contest 2018, and all signs point to Lisbon 2018. Now, in the very interesting rumour that's been going around, Ukrainian media reports that international music superstar Lady Gaga was due to perform in the Eurovision 2017 final, but was replaced by Ruslana. Now, according to Igor Tanabovsky, the manager of Jamala, the winner of Eurovision 2016, Lady Gaga was selected to perform as the interval act, but Mr. Tanabovsky states that he has been informed that Lady Gaga was performing by Stuart Barlow's The Show producer in April, but Jamala's manager goes on to add that Lady Gaga had agreed to participate in the event as the interval act, but did not demand a fee to perform as part of the show. Instead, a rider of between 100,000 and 200,000 USD was required to ensure that she would take part. So basically, she was too expensive. And, you know, there's a surprise, not. And Eurovision winner of 2017, Salvador Sobral of Portugal, and his sister and composer and lyricist of the song, Luísa Sobral, have been congratulated in the Portuguese Parliament. Wonderful. Congratulations to them. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tuttius, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal, and this is my song Amar Pelos Dois. Enjoy!
Peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho. Talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tuttiet. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Ne volim te više, samo dalje 춘 거야.
2002, that was, and that was Maya Tatic with the song Na Yesakusa Voye, which in English means, from Bosnian, what's it called? On a pillow for two. Excuse me. Right. Okay. Well, before we go into Alive and Kicking, we got another song up. And it's coming from Portugal in 2008. And I couldn't squeeze it in last week's show because we did a Portuguese special. So if you've missed that, you can check the links on our Facebook and Twitter pages, guys and gals. Or alternatively, go to tutsexperience.podbean.com. You can find it there. Okay, right, Portugal were represented by Vania Fernandes, and the song is called Senhora do Mar. Amazing song. Lady of the Sea, Portugal, 2008.
Senhora do Mar, em tu voz me tendes caída, quem vem tirar meia da vida e da paz? Desta mesa, desta casa perdidas, amor que é de ti. Senhora do mar, ante vós minha alma está vazia. Quem vem chamar assim o que é meu? Traz para mim amor meu sem fim. Ai, negras águas, ondas de mágoas gelaram o meu fogo no alar.
Senhora do mar,
ele não torna a navegar.
Bater junto a mim.
time for Live and Kicking. It is indeed, and this is a part of the show here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this song came third in the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest with 125 points. It was pretty close within the top four. In fourth place was Switzerland, second place was Germany, and number one was the United Kingdom's Bucks Fizz with Making Your Mind Up. Well, the French were really not happy when Mr. Jean Gabilou did not win the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest, and they refused to take part in Harrogate in the following year in Yorkshire, the United Kingdom, for the 1982 Eurovision Song Contest for the first time ever from the start of the Eurovision in 1982, apart from 1974, when the French president, Charles de Gaulle, passed away. Is that correct? I think it was Charles de Gaulle. I'm sure it was. Passed away, that they sat out a year. But they sat out 1982, shockingly. But anyways, 1981, I really like this live performance. It's beautiful, and I really enjoy this song from France. And it quite reserved its third place, really, if not number two. I think number three, actually, because I prefer Switzerland as number two and the UK to be number one. So anyway, off me rambling on. Jean Gabilou with the song Home at the Home. So this is La France, 1981.
Sur une galaxie en l'an 3000, un vieil homme est assis sur le sol gris. Autour de lui, tous les enfants sont réunis pour écouter ce qu'il va raconter. Regardez, même petit, là-bas dans la nuit.
Là dans la nuit,
cette boule qui brille était pleine de vie.
Pleine de vie.
Les hommes de la guerre, on était fiers. Il avait baptisé la terre. Il y avait de longs et de grands arbres,
des points d'arbres
et des milliers d'oiseaux volant sur les vagues,
des points d'arbres
et plein de fruits dans les vallées et les prairies et les forêts savaient encore chanter. Il y avait des femmes et des filles en fleurs.
Oh,
chacun dans son coin d'horizon ne défend que ses ambitions, ses ambitions. Mais si nous ne partageons rien, que nous reste-t-il en commun? En commun, on a tous un banc, un arbre, une rue où l'on a percé nos rêves. On a tous un banc, un arbre, une rue, une enfance, ton rêve.
Amazing Severine with En Blanc, En Bru, En Rue for Monaco and their Eurovision winner from 1971. The first time, really, other than Luxembourg, to be fair, who win a microstate winning the Eurovision Song Contest. And what a fantastic song that was, too. The English version, again, is mighty incredible. They did amazing English versions back then in the 70s, right at the peak of its amazement. Well, sadly, Monaco couldn't host the following year, so Edinburgh said, we'll do it. So they did. So the BBC hosted it and put it in Edinburgh in the Festival Theatre. If I remember rightly, if it was the Festival Theatre in Edinburgh, something like that. Right, okay. We're going to go now back to the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest and the song that came second, just behind Conchita Wurst. And this is the Common Lynette for the Netherlands 2014. And this is Calm After the Storm.
Driving in a fast lane. Something I perceive, I can keep on.
There we are, Bell and the Devotions, Love Games for the United Kingdom at the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest, coming a very respectable 7th place they did in Luxembourg. Yeah, great stuff. Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase for another week. I hope you could join me next Sunday, 5 p.m, only here on Forest FM. And if you've missed the show or previous shows, then you can check out the links to all of the shows via our Twitter handle at ESC Showcase and our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase as well. You can type in facebook.com/ESC Showcase to take you straight there. So guys, take care of yourselves and I'll see you next week. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day. Take care.